The Roadhouse Revival Band, our special musical guest, Peter Madcap Root. We'll have more coming up in just a few minutes, along with some prize drawings in our Afterglow. Don't forget, you can email us at radiofreebacon@gmail.com. And, of course, here at Radio Free Bacon, we wouldn't be us without some sponsors.
That time would include Eden Foods, Sesse Motors, Plum Market, Bank of Ann Arbor, and, of course, Newski's
Bacon. Mmm, that's good bacon.
Also, Cherry Creek Sellers, Orion Automotive, Ecophysics, and Mast Shoes, which is just across the parking lot from where we are right now at Zingerman's Roadhouse. I heard a clap. There you go.
And, of course, a big thank you to our live audience here at Zingerman's. Give yourself a round of applause, everybody. And with that, we'd like to welcome our next special guest today.
Yes, and indeed, this gentleman has been in this community forever. And he's a teacher, and he's a music store owner. And it is a lovely and newly expanded space over on Packard. He's also a Chapman stick player, which is not the easiest thing in the world to be. Right?
But boy, it's a lot of fun.
Please welcome everybody, Steve Osborne from Oz's Music.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I have personal experience with Steve. My children who are here today, my eldest, he took lessons with Steve, and the reason we went was because of this music environment that you surround children with. And explain a little bit about how that happened and what that's about.
Well, going on my 30th anniversary coming up here. In 79, I saw my nephew at a very early age check out some Montessori, and I wasn't so sure about what that was about. Checked it out, and really set me on a new path. I started working with him individually with some music when he was very young, and from the Montessori experience, I kind of got the word environment and a set environment for children to come and explore instruments.
And it's all different kinds of instruments. I mean, I know that we're thinking, well, you put your kid in front of a keyboard and they play a little piano and all this kind of stuff, but a whole world of exploration there, right?
Yeah, my personal experience with music, besides having early family and church singing, was when it came to band time, it was eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I'm a boy, I'll play trumpet. I had no clue, no hands-on experience, and I thought, I got to do something about this. I want to set up a room full of instruments for children to have a chance to try them out before they even pick them.
I remember sitting with a 2.5 or 3-year-old son on the floor with a sitar. Because he just happened to look at it, he says, a sitar. And then that opens up this whole discussion about the Beatles. You play them within you, without you. You say, well, that's the sound of the sitar. Here, you can play it. And your goal, it seems, is to have the kids do it as fast as possible.
Yeah, and explore while their interest is there, and which is usually very early and very intense.
Very intense. And how do you specifically teach somebody who's, 3 years old?
A lot of times I'll bring them in, want them to feel comfortable, and a lot of times I start with, what's the plan? What would you like to play today? And let them look around the room and choose. And we have everything from brass, woodwind, many strings, both ethnic and traditional, and lots of percussion, drum sets and such. And
hey, Steve,
little stage for microphones and encourage performance, try to demystify the performance thing.
What about those people that say, I don't have a musical bone in my body? What do you do with them? It's like those people that say, I can't dance.
I say, first session free, no obligation. Come on in. Give me a shot.
That's right.
You don't know until you try.
Now, you wanted to demystify performance a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you have open stages for very young children,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for more than a decade, I've offered first Sunday of every month at 2 o'clock. Open to any kid in the community that wants to come perform or watch some other kids perform. And it can be anything from a 2-year-old getting up there and wanting to sing Twinkle Twinkle to a little prodigy that's been practicing for 10 years and knows his stuff.
You get them all.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You also have a drum circle.
Yeah, first Saturdays at 3, I offer a drop-in drum circle. It tends to be very young children between, actually we've had a few two-year-olds, but tends to be between 3 and 7, 3 and 8-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. The secret there is it's fun, right?
Very much so, yeah.
You also have a very special group you've put together called No Obstacles. And that's spelled K-N-O-W, since this is radio. But tell us a little bit about that.
There's a gentleman named David Ziff. He happened to be autistic, and I got to work with him at a very early age. He came in about 8, and it seemed like he was home when he walked in the place. And it seems like a lot of people with special gifts and special needs tend to be very comfortable around instruments and excel. And he found his instrument. It was electric bass. And we co-wrote a few tunes. And then around that, over the years, past 11 years, the band No Obstacles has formed. And it's the highlight of my week.
Every week they meet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, Steve has done a very nice thing, which I thought it would be great to talk about that. He also brought a CD that has a bit of this band, No Obstacles. And what is the song that we're going to... Is this something they wrote?
Yeah. Actually, two of the children's parents happened to get together and marry. And we wanted to write something special for them. They were rock and roll aficionados, both parents. And we wrote a tune called Body Slam.
All right, this is an instrumental. Jim, you want to play us a bit of that?
Okay, let's try it.
This is No Obstacles. To Steve Osborne for joining us here on Radio Free Bacon today.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
And if they want to find more, of course, the place to go is ozmusic.com, right?
Yep. And may I give out my number?
Of course you may.
Call me personally, 476-5153. And first session is free, whether you're 2-year-old or 102.
And you know this store, folks, when you're driving down Packard. Right by Morgan and York, on the other side of that building, you see all the instruments. Just drop in there and take a look at some of them, including, occasionally, a theremin. All right. Thank you again, Steve.
So you start out with somebody like Steve, and you end up on our stage here at Radio Free Bacon. Please welcome once again our musical guest, Peter Madcat Ruth, live from Zingerman's Roadhouse on Radio Free Bacon.
Sister and my brother, well, this train, by the glory, this train, by the glory, now this train, by the glory, this train. Well, this train don't care, no gamblers, this train. This train don't care, no gamblers, this train. This train don't care, no gamblers, no crap shooter, no midnight ramblers, this train. By the glory in this train. By the glory in this train. By the glory in this train. Look at that slide guitar. Mm-hmm. jumping from the righteous and the holy this day. I'm by my glory this day. I'm by my glory this day. I'm by my glory this day.
Hey, David, play me a little bit now. Playing today in the Roadhouse Revival Band. On the bass, from Midland, Michigan, Mr. Rob Crozier. Back there on the drums, joining us this week, filling in for Mr. Todd Glass, who's off with the E Street Band in Spain. I mean, he's off with Robert Gordon and Chris Fetting in Spain. Mr. John Churchill on drums and tabla. Tabla. Very quiet and subtle back there in our orchestral pit. Back here is our longtime, good time friend and producer, Mr. Michael King. Sitting in the pit. To my left, longtime homeboy, Mr. Michael Buhajer. Another longtime homeboy, Mr. David Prample on keys and organ. Thank you so much to Peter Mad Cat Ruth for joining us today. And he ain't done yet.
Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse, you're experiencing Radio Free Bacon.
Thank you, Peter.
With our special musical guest, Peter Madcap Ruth, sitting in with the Roadhouse Revival Band. What a beautiful afternoon we're sharing here with everybody. And you guys all right? As you know, our theme today is Alley Cats on Radio Free Bacon. Mr. Rob, you got a little story from our audience here to share?
We have several stories that came in. Thank you very much, everybody. If you're still filling out those forms, we're going to do a drawing immediately after the broadcast for some wonderful prizes from our sponsors. Yeah, somebody, let me see. Whoop, I got to turn it over. Wendy. Wendy tells of a church where she works, and there's a man who lives out of a shopping cart right next to the church and is never found without several musical instruments, including harmonicas, bongos, a flute, tambourine, all of this in the shopping cart. And he plays it, and says giftfully, plays throughout the day, all day long. Not a bad place to be.
That's great, man. That's one of those alley cat stories we love to share. Liz wrote this one down. Hey, we know him and love him. Mark Hodesh inhabits a rather large alley, so to speak, as the owner of Downtown Home and Garden. Mark's been a longtime Ann Arborite, former owner of the Fleetwood Diner, and definitely one cool cat, huh? There you go. Those are the kind of alley cat stories we're talking about, and we're sharing them here on Radio Free Bacon.
And we also have an alley cat of our own here with us, Peter Mad Cat Ruth, and you're going to be at Top of the Park.
That's right, on Saturday, June 14th.
But it's not just you, it's yet another band.
Oh, yes, it's the Mad Cat and Kane Blues Band. So come on out, check it out. First Saturday night of Top of the Park.
Who else is in this besides you and Sherry?
Well, that would be Sherry Kane on guitar, and we have a guy named Mark Schrock playing bass and mandolin, and a drummer named Jim Shimon. He's excellent. So
full-on blues band, Top of the Park.
You bet.
All right, that's June 14th. That's coming right up.
Speaking to coming up, how about some more music for Peter Madcat Ruth? Let's warm them up here, ladies and gentlemen. Radio Free Bacon live from Zingerman's Roadhouse. We're going to get the whole band together. Terry, take it away, buddy.
Hey!
the addicts and the thieves? Where would the world be without the addict in me? So what if I could disappear like I never been born? How could I fall in love again or steal the prize of my best friend? It was a moon on the river. I blame it on the moon on the river. But just when I was pristine and my hands were clean, I'm thinking on a sweet dream. I go and blow it all apart at the seam. I blame it on the moon on the river. It was the moon on the river. All right now, moon on the river makes me feel like a werewolf. Moon on the river made me say too much. Moon on the river makes a monkey out of me. Moon on the river floating gently out to sea. Listen to the rhythm of the river in the wind. I thought I was delivered from the original sin. It was the moon on the river. Blame it on the moon on the river. Moon on the river. Moon on the river. Let's hear it. The Detroit River, the Rouge River, the Black Hawk River, the Muskegon River, the Manistee River, the Rifle River, the Colorado River, the Missouri River, the Mississippi River, Mississippi River, the Huron River.
Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse, we are Radio Free Bacon. It just doesn't get any better than that, does it? We know how to share a Sunday afternoon with you. Mr. Rob Reinhart, thank you so much for sharing the afternoon with us.
Thank
you. We got
you.
Some thank yous, right?
Listen, yeah, and an hour goes that quickly.
You
unbelievable.
Blink, and it's gone.
And we will be here again next Saturday, or Sunday, rather, and I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. As will Peter. We do want to thank our sponsors again, our full-flavor bacon sponsors, including Eden Foods, founded right here in Ann Arbor, and providing pure food since 1968.
Our friends from Sesse Motors, four brands, two locations, one name, Sesse Motors, providing the wheels to bring home the bacon. Thanks, Naz, you're the best.
Plum Market, offering our guests the very best selection of natural, organic, local, and specialty items in a full-service shopping experience.
Our friends at Bank of Ann Arbor helps the show go on by helping Radio Free Bacon serve up slabs of fun. Bank of Ann Arbor, how could we help you?
Thanks again, Tim. And Cherry Creek Cellars, made in Michigan, premium quality, handcrafted, award-winning wines, which go very well with radio-free bacon.
Oh,
we know that.
Yeah. Orion Automotive, loving Ann Arbor's cars since 1994. And, of course, Newski's Bacon, award-winning apple-smoked bacons, family-owned since 1933.
We want you to join us again next week on 107.1. The broadcast will start at 3 o'clock. We'll be out here on the patio starting at 3 o'clock from 3 until 4. Our special musical guest next week will be Michael Waite. And we will be doing another thing called Radio Free Bacon next week. And if you want more information, check us out online, radiofreebacon.com.
So there you have it. Another radio-free bacon sandwich between two pieces of radio rye bread with a pickle spear to go. Many thanks to you, the Ann Arbor community, for providing people, places, and things so cool. So cool, we just had to do a radio show about them. We'll send you the bill another day. Hey, thanks to our studio audience, yes, you, and Zingerman's Roadhouse for being so accommodating. Thanks to Newcomb Clark from Bluestone Realty Advisors in Concentrate. Thanks to Steve Osborne from Ozzy's Music on Packard. And, of course, big, big thanks to this week's special musical guest, Peter Mad Cat Root. As Mr. Rob Reinhardt said earlier, join us again next Sunday for more exceptional bacon flavor coming to you live from Zingerman's Roadhouse. Or, of course, you can listen live on WQKL, Ann Arbor's own 107.1 FM. Until then, my friends, radio free bacon. That's good bacon.
Your voice, your music, your radio station.
It's Ann Arbor's 107.1.
The sound of Ann Arbor.